Welcome to Shomar Shova and the Daf Shir, sponsored by Nishma Sabi Akashom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding in Yevomis Daf Dalet. The Gemara Amud Aleph brings a discussion, do we darshan smuchim or not? Meaning, for the fact that we have two psukim in the Torah, they're written one next to each other, can we learn from the juxtaposition of these two psukim, a drosha or not? And the Gemara brings a machlokes, that Rabbi Elazar learns smuchim in the Torah, but Rabbi Yehuda says we don't darshan smuchim, but still, even though Rabbi Yehuda does not darshan smuchim, b'mishne Torah dorish. He does darshan in Sefer Dvarim, he does darshan smuchim, he does darshan the fact that two psukim are written one next to each other. What's the reason, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Sefer Dvarim will be different than other svarim? So the Maariz Chayis brings here in the end of the Gemara, and also in the Sefer Torah Nevi'im in the end, he explains, because there was a difference of how the Torah was written. Meaning, there is an opinion, and the Gemara in Gittin that tells us that the Torah was given Megillah, Megillah. As Am Yisrael going through the Midbar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Am Yisrael the Torah. It wasn't given in one shot, but every place that they were, they got another piece of Torah. So, Mimele, you can learn from the fact that two things are written, one next to each other, not next to each other, anything. Because it was given in different times. It wasn't given in one shot, it wasn't given in one time. Masha'inken, Mishneh Torah, Sefer Dvarim, was written at one flow. Moshe Rabbeinu stood in the last month and a half of his life, and he gave the entire Torah to Am Yisrael. So that was written in one flow. So immediately you can darshan smuchim. That's the difference, says the Maariz Chayis, between the Mishneh Torah and the other Sfarim. And he says, immediately this machlekes depends on the machlekes, was the Torah giving at once, or the Torah was given Megillah, Megillah, machlekes the Gemara in Gittin. But here on the Daf, we have the Ma'arav Ronsheburg brings the name of the Ra'avan, a Rishon, that the difference between Mishneh Torah and other Sfarim is that all the other Sfarim, Yipia Gvura, was given directly from Hashem. Masha'ink in Mishneh Torah was given, Moshe Rabbeinu is the one talking in Mishneh Torah. And to explain a little bit more what he means, let's go back to what we mentioned in the end of Maseches Megillah. Because in the end of Gemara Megillah, in the Flamad Alamadalaf on the base, the Gemara there says that the Klolos that we have in Sefer Vayikra, that's came Yipi HaGvura. Mashenken, the Klolos that we have in Sefer Tvarim, in Parshas Kisavoy, so that came from Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Pi Atzma Amorin. So then the Ma'aral goes and explains that obviously the entire Torah is Torah Misina, it's all coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the question is, how was the Torah revealed? How was the Torah given to us? The first four Sfarim, it comes to us, the way it's, so to speak, written, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's talking to us. I, Moshe Rabbeinu, is the one who gave us the Torah. We only heard directly from Hashem the first two Dibros. The answer is, yeah, but Shechina medabers b'toch groiner. So Moshe Rabbeinu gave us the Torah as if he is the representative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to us. So it's the talk of Hashem. Masha'in can say with Dvarim, even though it's also coming from Sinai, also coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the way it was written, the way it was given, is that Moshe Rabbeinu is the one talking. The Torah is giving the words of Moshe Rabbeinu. And more than that, it's brought down the name of the Goyen. The Magid Meduvno brings that he asked the Vilna Goyen, what's the difference between the first four Chumashim and Chumash Dvarim? And the Vilna Goyen explained to him that the first four Chumashim was Mamish Yehira HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking through Moshe. Chumash Dvarim was like a Nevu of any other Navi. Any other Navi that comes and speaks, he's talking his own words in the name of Hashem. That's how Sefer Dvarim is written. Moshe Rabbeinu is talking in the name of Hashem. And the Maharal goes on to explain that the reason this is this way is because the Torah has Torah Shebechtav and Torah Shebaalpeh. And that's embedded in the actual Torah that we have. The first four Chumashim represent the Torah Shebechtav of the Torah Shebechtav. The Sefer Dvarim represent the Torah Shebaalpeh of the Torah Shebechtav. The Torah that's coming from us, the Torah is coming from a human being, from Moshe Rabbeinu, representing Kadosh Baruch Hu's words. So the Ravan seems to say that that's the Pshat and the Smuch to quote Rabbi Yehuda. When we're darshaning what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's words, then we have din in mukdu mu'uchar. I don't know what's first, what's second. The words of Hashem are so high, or so great, or so beyond us, I can't come and bring any limud from the fact that something is samach to something else. Ain't mukdu mu'uchar, there's no order to the talk. We don't really get chap what are the words of Hashem and how, what's the order of what he's saying. But when Moshe, when he's talking, is a human being. Human being, there's an order to a talk. Every time a person speaks, he has a seder. He has a beginning, middle, and end. So you may know we can dash and swoop, and you can learn from the fact that one thing is written before something else or after something else to teach me a limud. That's why Abu does dash and swoop in Mishneh Torah. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.